That's exactly right. So on Sunday, Easter Sunday, I went to the Winter Sleep and Frightened Rabbit concert at the Phoenix Concert Theater in Toronto, and it was a fantastic show. Winter Sleep opened up and got the crowd really pumped up and whatnot, and put on a fantastic show. And then Frightened Rabbit were on their game. I was a little concerned going into the show, or a couple days leading up, because they had to cancel because Scott, the lead singer, he got sick and he blew his voice out. So I was concerned that leading up to the Toronto show that something like that might happen. But they tweeted, I believe, the day before or the day of, and said that he was singing and his voice was back and everything was fantastic. So, the energy of the, like, that was one thing that I couldn't, that I could understand and whatnot, because they put on a great show. But typically, you know, I've been to a few shows in Toronto, especially at smaller venues, where people just sit on their hands, they don't get involved, they don't cheer, they don't dance, whatever. That was not the case on this Easter Sunday. People were going nuts for these guys, and they were reciprocating that nutsiness. They later tweeted afterwards that the Toronto show could be is a very strong candidate for the best show of the year so far.
Wow!
Yeah, it was awesome. Steele, like you don't. Well, it was like, not only do they play great music and whatnot, but they just. The crowd was fantastic.
So with all this goodness,
yeah,
and you meeting the lead singer after,
what?
Oh, sorry,
I was gonna tell the Mono Amigos.
So keep that going.
Story.
Okay, jeez. Tell me the story.
Man, so about two songs into their set, I really had to go to the bathroom, but I held on to it. And I held on, and I held on throughout the entire show and the encore. And then finally, after the show, people were, you know, dashing for the exits, I moseyed over to the washroom and went to the bathroom. Came back to find my peeps, and then a couple other people went to the bathroom, so then we had to wait for them. By this time, like, the crowd was virtually gone, and we were leaving, and I wanted to stop. We had to get our coats, which we checked. And, which was right beside where the merch was being sold. And so I was like, I'm going to get a vinyl copy of Pedestrian Verse, which is their latest album, which they released in February, and I'm going to get a t-shirt. So I walk up, and they are sold out of the vinyl copies of Pedestrian Verse.
That hurts.
And then, so I'm like, damn it! But they did have vinyl copies of the State EP, State Hospital EP. And then I was like, nah, I'll wait and I'll get a vinyl copy of Pedestrian Verse when I can find one. So I get a t-shirt and whatever, and then I turn around to go, and I'm still kind of miffed that I didn't get the Pedestrian Verse vinyl at the show, because it's kind of it means a little bit more when you get it at the show.
Yeah.
And I'm walking out, and in walks Scott Hutchison, lead singer of Frightened Rabbit, into this coat check area. And very few people realized
this. They didn't say anything.
No. Well, he was there to meet up with a couple people. Okay. But anyway, so when I saw him, I immediately like turned on my heel and went back to the merch table, bought a State Hospital EP on vinyl. I asked the Winter Sleep merch guys for their Sharpie marker.
Oh.
I felt bad, but and then. And one of the members of Winter Sleep was with Scott at the time too, and I said hi to Scott, and I asked him if I could trouble him for his autograph and a picture, and told him that the show was amazing and they put on a fantastic show and that I really enjoy their music, and I was, you know, fumbling all over myself like a little schoolgirl.
I know, because you're a huge Frightened Rabbit fan.
Huge Frightened Rabbit fan. They are my favorite band easily. And, it was a little, he was very nice and very genuine. And, the way he said it was nice to meet you, cause I didn't really introduce myself or anything like that. He led me to kind of believe that he probably would have carried on a conversation with me had I tried, but I was just like,
And that's what I was going to get at earlier when I kind of gave it away. But what I was going to say is,
yeah.
I saw the picture,
mm-hmm.
and there is no thumbs up of approval.
I know. I was so flustered that I even said that on the drive home. I was like, damn it, in my picture, I forgot to give the mano a mano thumbs up seal of approval. But the seal of approval, the mano a mano thumbs up seal of approval, was in my heart.
Ah.
Yes.
You can see it, yeah.
Yeah. And then when I was walking out, I passed their guitarist / keyboardist, Gordon, and got him to sign the vinyl as well. But at that time, I didn't have the Sharpie anymore. So either Princess Consuelo or the Lady Fox gave me a ballpoint pen. And it was pretty cool because he couldn't get the pen to work at first. And he's like, I'm just going to scribble over here a little bit. But that will make this signature unique. And I was like, damn right it will. I was thinking that just as you were doing that. I was like, I don't care that you're scribbling there because no one else is going to have a scribble on their signed vinyl.
There you go. You got the scribbled one.
Exactly. So we're going to get to a few Frightened Rabbit songs. We do have to hustle along because we've got to pick a Piper coming into the studio in about half an hour. What should I do? I'm going to play from the new album. I'm going to play Backyard Skulls, which is one of their singles. Actually, no, I'm going to play Acts of Man. I might play Backyard Skulls as well. We'll see. And I might play an old one too, because I really like them and I'm going to play three songs.
Do it.
Because you know what? Half of the show is mine.
That's right.
All right, so here we go. This is Frightened Rabbit with Acts of Man from their new album, Pedestrian Verse. Go out and get it. It's awesome. Here on 100.3 Sound FM, this is the Mono e Mono Show.
Best girl's glass. I am the amateur pornographer, unpleasant publisher by hand. Not here, not here, heroic acts of man. Not here. Coward's heart in the lion's chest.
Working on my backwards walk, walking with no shoes or socks. When the time rewinds to the end of May, I wish we'd never met than met today. I'm working on my faults and cracks, filling in the blanks and gaps. When I write them out, they don't make sense. I need you to pencil in the rest. I'm working on drawing a straight line, and I'll draw until I get one right. It's bold and dark, girl, can't you see? I've done drawn a line between you and me. I'm working on erasing you, but I just don't have the proper tools. I'll get hammered, forget that you exist, but there's no way I'm forgetting this. I'm working hard on walking out, and my shoes keep sticking to the ground, and my clothes won't let me close the door. My trousers seem to love your floor. I've been working on my backwards walk. There's nowhere else for me to go except back to you just one last time. Say yes before I change my mind. Say yes before I. You're the shit and I'm knee deep in it. You're the shit and I'm knee deep in it. You're the shit and I'm knee deep in it. You're the shit and I'm knee deep in here. You're the shit and I'm knee deep in it. You're the shit and I'm knee deep in here. You're the shit and I'm knee deep in it. You're the shit and I'm knee deep in it.
All right.